Well, it's shaping up to be a chaotic week on Capitol Hill with issues of government funding, the debt ceiling and Obamacare on the agenda of lawmakers. Some Republicans are backing plans to pass a temporary budget bill that defunds Obamacare, while others are standing by a government shutdown until Obamacare is repealed. Lou Fry, what say you to this? What are the chances that any of these measures pass?
Well, unfortunately, there is some chance. The Republicans have got a firing squad. It's circular. And here's the thing, I think, as a member of Congress, you got to look at. There are votes that come up, you know, where your party wants you to vote this way and that way. But then there's some votes that really have an incredible impact, and you've got to look at not as your oath, not that you took an oath as a Republican or a Democrat, but to go and defend the Constitution, preserve, protect, and defend it. And what will happen to the country if we get in a mess and get in a roadblock over Obamacare? The country is going to suffer. We're going to have a problem internationally with it. We're going to have the market go to heck in that. And I just think it just doesn't make any sense. Get your fight. Have your say. Obamacare can't pass. It's got to get a bill through, and the president's got to sign. So you're wasting your time, valuable time and energy, on something that won't be. I have no problem people doing it politically, but it comes a point where you got to say, hey, look, enough's enough. We're starting back in this country. We're making a little progress. My 401k now is, instead of a 101k, it's maybe a 201k. You know, things are coming back in the right direction. But if you shut the government down, it doesn't work. 1995, fella, what was that fellow's name from Georgia?
Newt Gingrich.
And, you know, so the Republicans, well, it's great. You give the guys a chance to have their say in that. But once that say is over, move on with the bigger issues that are facing our country, including the debt ceiling, which we have to raise.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dick Batchelor, let me ask you, are we going to see a government shutdown, even a partial shutdown, do you think, come October 1st?
Possibly, because unfortunately, Speaker Boehner has allowed himself to be hijacked, if not taken hostage, by some Ted Cruz in the Senate and others who just really are threatened to shut the government down. Which, by the way, would be the worst thing, as Lou alluded to, for the Republicans, because Newt Gingrich did that in 1995 in the midterm elections. They lost, and he lost the speakership.
Big time.
Big time. Look, the Republicans in the House have voted to defund Obamacare 41 times. The Senate's not going to take it up. As Lou said, the Senate won't take it up. They won't pass it. The president, if they were to pass it, would veto it. So it's not going anyplace. So they're playing a very high-stakes game here. But they're playing a very high-stakes game with the economy, with the threat of government shutdown, and also the debt ceiling limit. You know, they're tying those things together. They cannot they needed to tease it apart, but I think they're playing an extraordinarily dangerous game, not just politically, but I think with the economy as loose.
With our country. That's the part. That's what we ought to be talking about, is the problems with our country. This is an important problem. I'm not knocking Obamacare one way or the other, but it isn't going to pass. It isn't going to be there. And let's go and solve the real problems that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask, if we drill down to the state level, what impact do you think a shutdown would have on Florida, Lou Fry?
Well, obviously, less money.
Yeah, less money, federal dollars.
Federal dollars coming in.
Pension funds. We've got several tens of billions of dollars invested in the market. Those pension funds would be diluted substantially, so it hurts the state employees who are on retirement.
Mm-hmm. And you made that comment before about a 101K. I'm sure that's something, although we joke about it, people are looking at it and saying, this is serious.
Sure. We have a lot of people, like Dick does, we have working with us and so forth, and these things are really important. And again, I'm not knocking Obamacare one way or the other. Frankly, it's not an issue. It is not a player. We've got to play with the real chips on the table. And that's, I guess, if I sound a little frustrated, I probably am.
Well, let me ask you, do you think there'll be some political fallout from this for the people who are putting that roadblock up, like some of the folks in Congress who are throwing up these obstacles? It's going to be bad for them politically come the election next year?
Who knows? I think it may actually be good for them. It may be that they have people philosophically or so locked into it that they think this is a wonderful thing from happening, and it isn't.